Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Today is my NFL football legend video. It's Isaac Bruce, St. Louis, in Los Angeles Rams, royalty, and by way of the University of Memphis, known back in the day, Memphis State University. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. And special thanks to my producer, my producer, Mr. Jeremiah Long. Well. University of Memphis, Memphis State University back in the day. Isaac Bruce, voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2020. Second round pick at the time of the St. Louis Rams in the NFL draft. But what's special about Isaac Bruce is that he's the only player that's played football in the University of Memphis that's been selected in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So he's royalty today here on 100 Yards Football. But his journey is a special one. And I'm very glad that I was able to see him play football his junior and senior seasons at University of Memphis, because at the time I was living in Memphis. But I never forget when he committed to Memphis in a recruiting class in 1992. I'm sitting there watching TV and looking at other programs, Tennessee, Alabama, down south. They're talking about their recruits. And then, at the time, the Memphis sports casters who cover Memphis football, Dave Lotion and some other people, said that Isaac Bruce, might not have been Dave Lotion, but who was close to the program, was saying this young man out of JUCO is going to be one of the greatest players to ever play football at the University of Memphis. Wide receiver out of Fort Lauderdale, Dillard High School. And then I started doing my background work on Isaac Bruce. And I saw where he had committed to Purdue, but couldn't get into school. At Purdue, there was a highly academic school out of Big Ten because he didn't have the grades. So he ended up going out to junior college out there in L.A., playing for West Los Angeles, JUCO. And I'm still trying to figure out how did Memphis get in and able to convince him to come to a program that never had a Pro Football Hall of Famer. The history, they had some first rounders, Keith Simpson winning the first round. I remember that. He might have been the only first rounder, Keith Simpson, out of Memphis Hamilton High School. But I said, how did they get this young man here? And I remember his first season in Memphis, he had 39 receptions for 532 yards and 5 touchdowns. And I said, you know what? This young man is on another level. Then I looked at when he went to the school he went to, Dillard High School. Royalty, James Bostic, Auburn, Chris Gamble, Ohio State, Quentin Gray, Florida A&M, Leonard Myers, the U, Miami, Frankie Sanders, Auburn, Pat Sims, Auburn, Lorenzo White, Michigan State, Jim Osborne, Southern University, Chicago Bears, basketball, Kevon Dooley, Missouri, ended up playing in the NBA for 10 to 12 years. Then I said, oh, he's coming out of Fort Lauderdale, that South Florida area that produces high-level football players. See, we got a gentleman on our platform that's from Delray Beach, 12-year veteran, played with the Atlanta Falcons, first-round pick in the 81 draft, NFL draft by the name of Bobby Butler. And he doesn't never let me forget that that's where the serious football players come from. But this young man decided to play football in Memphis. And I remember the first game, true story. I rode with some friends down to Starkville, Mississippi, and watched their opening game that year against Mississippi State. And that Mississippi State team had Eric Moles, that was a first-round pick. They had a corner by the name of Walt Harris, a first-round pick. They had a running back that played in the league by the name of Fred McCreary. And that night, them Cowbells were gone. But Memphis upset Mississippi State 45-35. In that game, Isaac Bruce had 7 receptions for 112 yards and 2 touchdowns. And I'm sorry, he worked Walt Harris. Worked him, owned him, ate him for lunch, barbecue style, Payne's barbecue, Neely's barbecue, the Rendezvous, the ribs. In that season, he had 147 yards against East Carolina, 109 yards against Arkansas State, 108 yards against Tulsa. Then he had 5 additional games. He went over 90 yards receiving. 74 receptions for 1,054 yards. And he became the first player in Memphis football history to go over 1,000 yards. And I knew he was special, man. And then watching that skill set that night when we drove down from Memphis to Starkville, Mississippi, me and my friends, the separation was A+. The ability to come out of breaks, A+. To create space, A+. The ball reactions, A+. React to catching the ball in the crowd, A+. He had the courage. Maybe at 5'11", at the most 185 pounds, the courage to go over the middle. The burst, A+. The playing speed, A+. Third down value, moving the change, A+. And boy, he had quick feet, A+. And then look what he did. He went on into the National Football League. He ended his college career with 113 receptions in 2 seasons for 1,586 yards and 15 touchdowns. But this is where I think everyone that follows the University of Memphis football program needs to understand why this young man is so special to the football program in Memphis. In the NFL, he played 223 games. He had 1,024 receptions, over 15,208 yards and 91 touchdowns. And played, arguably, on one of the greatest offenses in pro football that's going to always go down in history during his Super Bowl season when he became a Super Bowl champion. And he won the Super Bowl here in Atlanta, where I live at now, Metro Atlanta, when they beat the Tennessee Titans and he caught that 80-yard touchdown. The greatest show on turf. They had Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, Torrey Hope, and Ahsen Hakeem. Outstanding football team, outstanding offense. And Isaac Bruce was part of that. There's no more that you have to say. It's no question about it. That's why his jersey was retired at the University of Memphis. Only one of the few jerseys that's been retired as a football player. I think him, Charles Greenhill, and I can't think of the other individual jersey that's been retired. And one thing when he was at the University of Memphis that sticks out in my mind, he had 22 consecutive games with 10 receptions, but with 22 games with a reception when he played in Memphis. In his 22 games, he had a reception. Unbelievable. Honor, pleasure to talk about Isaac Bruce today. And when you think of the NFL draft and you think about all the great receivers that's played this game, from Jerry Rice to Randy Moss, Chris Carter, to Michael Irvin, Isaac Bruce will make my top 10, baby. South Florida's finest. Dillard High School, by way of West Los Angeles Junior College. You can't tell me when he left Memphis, didn't nobody even a phantom that he was going to be good at that level. But see, he went to a school and was a city that had some in the water. And what I think he picked up, not from South Florida, but he saw some people that was in their way, and it just worked. And didn't took care too much about accolades. Can I say David Porter? Isaac Hayes of Stack Records. Can I say Al Green? Can I say B.B. King? Can I say Elvis Presley? Can I say Academy Award actress Kathy Bates? Actor George Hamilton? See, there's something also in the water in Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm glad Isaac Bruce came down there and got some of that water, because it took him to being inducted in the 2020 Pro Football Hall of Fame. And today I'm proud to say that he went to Memphis. Think about it one more time. When he left the University of Memphis, did anybody think he'll play in 223 career games, have 1,024 receptions, 15,208 yards, and 91 touchdowns? He did it quietly. And you know what? That was somebody that doubted him, calling no names. He said it during his Hall of Fame speech. But you look at what he's doing now. He's the athletic director in his hometown at Fort Lauderdale University. Again, got that paper, got that degree. Something about Memphis. Y'all think we don't have a lot of business down there. He's the athletic director right now.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come and share it. It's been an honor to be talking about one of the greatest players that played college football history, and he played at the University of Memphis, and he's by the name of Isaac Bruce. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Jeremiah Long, for making it happen today. And to Isaac Bruce, by the great rapper, Kool Moe Dee. This is what I think about Isaac Bruce. How you like me now? I throw my tape on, and then I watch y'all. 3 seconds later, I got y'all shaking your head and dancing instead of sitting. How you like me now? Kool Moe Dee, that's what Isaac Bruce did when he left the University of Memphis on to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. And y'all have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. And to my producer, one more time, Mr. Jeremiah Long. Thank you.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. we might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.